Good morning, this is Amin Parker. The era where PlayStation was more or less required to play a majority of third-party Japanese IPs, such as Atelier, Densha Dego, Disgaea, Vanillaware Software, Star Ocean, Nier, Ace Combat, Persona, Legend of Heroes, Yeast, games from ADV, also known as visual novels, etc., and built this brand identity around these franchises and other third-party franchises, is pretty much over now. Add to the fact that the Nintendo Switch also actually have strong, powerful, superb first-party software that is appealing to the Japanese market, and the Japanese indies are gravitating heavily, exclusively in some cases, to the Nintendo Switch brand. So people are more likely to buy and consume the Nintendo Switch while ignoring whatever big third-party game that could end up on the PS5 every once in a blue moon. Portability is not a decisive factor for success in the Japanese market, but the hybrid format of the Nintendo Switch allows the system to be both a home console and a portable console simultaneously. That essentially means even someone who plays primarily on a home machine can see the value of the Nintendo Switch as a more attractive option with a larger library of franchises, a larger library of titles, and the eventual option to play portable if the need was to arise. At this point, the PlayStation brand is simply getting interest from a small, tiny niche of hardcore gamers, not the larger, broader, extended audiences in Japan. In essence, I strongly believe that the PlayStation brand is falling deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the pit of irrelevance. This is my hardcore opinion. This is my honest opinion. The hybrid format is the saving grace moving forward for any company that wants to live, thrive, and succeed in the Asian markets, not just Japan, but the broader Asian markets, China, South Korea, and so forth. But this is just my opinion. And I'm sure hardcore Sony fanboys is going to disagree with me. And you know what? That's okay. Because the Nintendo Switch and Nintendo as a whole is going to continue thriving, monopolizing the Asian markets. At the end of the day, it is what it is. This is Amin Parker, and I'm out.